Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to my podcast, Live Your Best Life Every Day. My name is Stefan Dajo, and today's topic we're going to be talking about gaslighting. Now, are you ready for that? Because we are about to get into something that we encounter every single day, whether it's from our colleagues, our friends, our family members, or better yet, our partners. Alright, let's dive right into it. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where someone insists that you said or you did something that you didn't do or said? Have you ever found yourself being told that you were too sensitive or you were crazy when reacting to what someone did or said? Has anyone ever gone around trying to, to twist or retell events to shift the blame on you? Well, if all those things happen to you, it means that you have encountered and you've been gaslighted, pretty much. And today we're going to be discussing effective steps to not only recognize and spot that, but also to avoid letting that affect you more than it should. To begin with, I would like to flex and insist on the fact that there are different types of gaslighting behaviors. We have the straight up lie, the reality manipulators, the scapegoating, and then the coercion. But today we're going to kind of like speak of all of them in general, because it's not about what is being done to you, but rather how you can protect yourself and how you can protect your mind and your sanity. Remember, throughout my podcast episode, I always aim at providing you with a solution that will enable you not to remain at that level, at that status quo, to live your best life every day. It's all about that. Unlike many people out there, I don't like focusing on the problem. I don't like dwelling on the problem. What I like is acknowledge the problem and then focus on getting the solution that will help you to better your quality of life. And if you are ready for that, if that's what you want, then let's get into it. It is important to mention that gaslighting is a manipulation tactic that many people use, and in order for them to make you doubt your perception and your reality. Most of the time, you get gaslighted not because you are in the wrong, quite the opposite, because you are in the right. However, the other person who happens to want to gain a certain hold or power over you will use whatever way they can to kind of like get you to see things the way they want you, so that it will play in their favor, if that makes any sense. And one of the few steps that I would like you, and again, grab a pen, grab a pencil, grab whatever you can, or record this even, but make sure that you get these steps right. Step number one, I need you to start trusting your instincts. If something feels off, don't dismiss your feelings. You need to learn to trust your gut and pay attention to your intuition. It doesn't matter what other people may say. Listen, if you feel that someone or something isn't right for you, then it's not right for you. If you feel like somebody is out of line, then that person is probably out of line. And you should make sure that you go ahead and do the necessary so that that person either gain awareness of the wrong they did to you, or whenever they do that again, it shouldn't impact you, it shouldn't affect you. Because what happens often is somebody is going to act out or say something that we are not quite comfortable with, and the moment we speak up, other people will be like, oh come on, you've been too sensitive, don't take it personal, you don't have to take it so personal, you don't have to overthink it. But listen, that's who you are, and at the end of the day, you were being addressed. So if something doesn't sit well with you, communicate it and let the other person know. But at the end of the day, let nobody in the crowd or no one around you make you feel as if you are the one who is exaggerating, you are the one who is blowing things out of proportion, because that's usually what people are going to do. So yes, trust your instinct. If it's off, it's off. And that's it. That's some period. Let people call you what they want to call you. It's all about you. It's all about your mental health. And it's all about your peace of mind. Okay? Step number two, maintain self-confidence. Listen, you need to build up a strong sense of self-worth and self-trust. The more confident you are in your own judgment, the harder it is for others to manipulate you. And the fact is, when people can no longer manipulate you, they start calling you names. That's usually what happens. Especially when they used to do that. The moment they can no longer do it, they're going to talk trash about you. They're going to speak ill of you. You know, they're going to call you all kind of names. They'll be the one trying to tarnish your reputation, to tarnish your image out there. But you shouldn't let that stop you from maintaining your level of self-confidence. You are who you are, and you should be so unapologetically. Okay? That's it. Don't let anybody make you feel as though just because they can't get what they want out of you, that it means that there is something wrong with you. No, there's something wrong with them. They are the one with their hidden agenda. Better yet, they are the one who were exposed. It's got nothing to do with you. Okay? Step number three, stay informed. This is important. Educate yourself about gaslighting and manipulation tactics that people often manifest. Awareness has always been key to recognizing when something is happening to you. The reason why I'm saying this is that many people are not aware of the different type of personalities that are out there. Gaslighting and manipulation tactics are quite frequent from people of the narcissist type of personality. Now, don't get me wrong, we all have a little bit of narcissism within us, but there are people whose personality equals to narcissist, okay? And those type of people are likely to be the one to gaslight you into, believe me, you're gonna doubt yourself so bad that you end up becoming emotionally, okay, and even psychologically dependent on them. And that's what they want. They come in all shapes and forms, trust me. The narcissist person might not always be the most handsome person around or the most beautiful person around. No, sometimes the narcissist person might be the one with the highest insecurities in your surrounding. However, because they are aware of how they feel about themselves, they get no other choice than making you feel worse about yourself so that they get to feel better about themselves. That's why you need to recognize when someone is gaslighting you or manipulating you. It's quite common these days. It's very frequent. People are going to do something, and the moment you react, you become the bad guy, and then make everyone around you look at you as if you were the bad guy. Listen, it happened to me a couple times actually. There is somebody that I used to have in my surrounding who's going to do something or say something, and the moment I'm kind of like raising my eyebrows, he's going to pretend as if it was a joke. He starts laughing and everybody starts laughing, and then the moment I say something in terms of me not being happy or not agreeing with that, everyone else would then look at me and tell me, you are just overthinking the whole thing. I didn't think he meant that. And then I'm always telling people, listen, you don't know what he meant. I know what he meant because he was addressing me. And people are very clueless when it comes to this type of thing, because at the end of the day, when there's communication, there's something called body language. And the body language will tell you what the person means. It doesn't matter if they are using words that have double meanings. The body language of the person, the way they look at you, the eye contact they're going to give you when they are saying something will tell you and give you the proper meaning of the words they are using. And people often do that, and they quickly switch onto something else, because again, not everyone pays attention to those type of things. But I'm the kind of person who is well informed on certain things. Therefore, when I'm communicating with someone, I don't only pay attention to their words, I pay attention to their body language when they say something. Here's one fact. You can use one word, okay? And the word can be perceived as offensive to somebody else, just as it could be perceived as a joke or a compliment to someone else. Depends on how you say it, the tone you use when saying that, your body language, okay, the eye contact. So beware of that. Educate yourself on communication cues. The fourth step is document conversations. I'll tell you something, there's a reason why I don't like Snapchat. I don't like that shit. And when WhatsApp came up with the disappearing messages, anyone who uses that with me, forget it. I'm not going to interact with you. I'm not going to talk to you on WhatsApp. It's not going to happen. I'll tell you why. I am the kind of person who like to keep receipts, meaning that I like having, okay, the conversation going back till the first day we started interacting. Unless I lost my phone or unless something happened and I lose all my data. But at the end of the day, I like to keep records of conversation. Not just because it allows me to call people out on their BS when they're trying to, you know, manipulate me or turn facts around and stuff like that. But also because as a person, I'm quite organized in a sense where I'm aware of the fact that I might miss something sometimes. And when I'm having my free time, what I do is I like to go over my messages to kind of like read certain things, trying to figure out maybe I missed something in the conversation. Because what is important is sometimes, you know, you have this long text or long audios that someone is going to send you. And of course, you are busy with your day, going about your job and everything and stuff like that. You don't really have time to read properly or listen carefully and get the meaning of what the person was actually, you know, trying to communicate. So what you do is later on, you might want to go through that. But if it's a disappearing message, I mean, guess what? It's gone. That's it. So for me, I'm the kind of person who like to keep track of certain things because we are all busy with our daily lives and activities. You cannot expect somebody to remember something that disappeared or faded away. If you ask me about a story that anyone in my friend circle posted, for example, last week, I can't tell you. Or even yesterday, it's going to take me a good minute to think about it. So, keeping a record of conversation, messages, or situations that feel manipulative is really important, especially when things seem suspicious. When you're having an argument with someone, it's important to keep track of the messages because later on, you might want to listen to it again. Step number 5, seek support. Listen. In my previous podcast episode, I did spoke about this and I'm saying this again. Have people in your life that are your anchors. You know, I mean, your people, your trusted people. People that you know that you can call in the middle of the night and say, you know what? Listen, I need to talk. That person will be open to listening to what you have to say or pour out. It's really important. So talk to those people that you trust. Or better yet, just seek professional help about your experience. Gaslighting experiences can really trigger you in a way where you really lose sense of who you are altogether. And that's something happening to a lot of people out there. I mean, I know certain people who went into relationships. And when they came out of that relationship, they didn't even know who they were anymore. Because not only were they used, abused, mentally, emotionally, they were made to believe that who they were was something that was non-existent or not valid or simply wrong. And because of that, they have difficulties moving forward. That's why you need to seek support from somebody who can provide you with an objective perspective and support. It's really important. It's really important. Okay. Now, step number 6. Set boundaries. Always. You know what? You need to establish clear boundaries for how you want to be treated. I've always said this and I will always say this. People will only treat you based on the blueprint that you've given them. People will only treat you based on how you treat yourself. So if you treat yourself with respect and consideration, if you carry yourself around with a certain vibe and energy, people will tap into that when they approach you. They will know how to deal or exchange or interact with you. It's important to communicate these boundaries assertively and stick to them. Many people might call you, because again, some people might say you are arrogant. People might say you are too strict, you are too that. But at the end of the day, that's you being assertive with the boundaries that you established. And that goes for everyone, literally everyone in your life. It's important to have boundaries because there are certain things that if you don't set boundaries, you might end up getting or you might end up experiencing that you will have nobody to blame if not yourself. Because at some point, I always like to say, I don't focus on the problem. I don't focus on what people say or do. What I focus on is what I have allowed. So by not setting boundaries, you open yourself up to pretty much anything and everything to happen. Okay. Now, step number 7, stay grounded. Get to practice mindfulness and self-care to stay emotionally grounded. It's important because when you are emotionally grounded, when you practice a certain level of self-care, you start tapping into self-mastery. And that's truly important. That will help you stay focused on your reality. All right. Step number 8, ask for clarification. Now, I've always said this, we all come from different backgrounds and English is not necessarily our first language. I mean, I know it's not mine. And of course, many of you listening to my podcast are probably sometimes asking yourself, but what's happening with this guy? His way of pronouncing certain things. Well, English is not my first language. French is, and that's why. And I know many people who don't have English as a first language. Hence, we are all out here, you know, using words to the best that we can. That's the reason why whenever you have a doubt, you know, based on what someone said, do not hesitate to ask the person, please come again. Can you please repeat that? What did you say? I mean, try to gain clarification just to make sure that you did not misunderstood or whatever, because again, anything can be used against you if you are not, you know, if you are not steady on your arguments. If you are uncertain about a situation, it's better to ask clarification from the other person. It's always good because this will help you gain a better understanding of their intentions. Words will give meaning to people's intention. Again, like I said previously, the whole communication package comes with you knowing how to detect certain cues. Trust me, that will save you a lot of drama. That's just that. Step number 9, avoid isolation. Listen, gaslighters often try to isolate their victims, and this is a fact. Have you ever been in a relationship where the moment you start dating the guy or the girl, they slowly get you away from your friends, from your family? Like, they kind of like isolate you from everyone who used to be your people, you know, and they kind of like create this environment where it's just you and them. And when that's the case, they get to deal with you properly, meaning that if they want to, I mean, again, here I need to flex on the fact that sometimes, not always, okay, sometimes based on certain circumstances and of course the situation of your interaction with other people or the nature of your interaction with other people, sorry, you might find yourself isolated with your partner. But again, if you have a partner who is not out there to gaslight you or to mistreat you in any ways whatsoever, it can be a pretty good thing to have your own heaven, if I can put it that way. But of course, if you are dealing with a gaslighter and they manage to isolate you, oh, they're gonna deal with you and it's gonna be so bad. So no matter what, practice the habit to stay connected with the supportive people that you have in your life. We all have this supportive system, these people that we know that they have my back, I have their back, and then we glued like this. Okay, always stay connected with those people. Now, step number 10, professional help. Because once it's been all said and done, for some people it's truly a disaster when they come out of an interaction where they were being constantly gaslighted on a daily basis, you know, and at some point they might not be able to overcome that by themselves or with the help of their loved ones. So in that case, it's better and it's advised to seek professional help, you know, because therapy can help you. It can really help you, especially because I know certain people who don't like to open up to their loved ones or to whoever knows them. They are more comfortable opening up to strangers and letting strangers guide them, you know, onto the path to overcoming certain things. And of course, for those people, I would say go ahead and seek the professional help that you need. We are all different at the end of the day in how we deal with things. Some of us can deal with things on our own terms, you know, some of us can require help or assistance from the loved ones, and of course others may simply need professional help. And no matter how you get the help, as long as you manage to overcome that, that's the end goal. So that's it, guys. We went through 10 steps. Try to apply this on a daily basis if you can and when you can. And always remember this, your reality is valid and you deserve to be treated with respect and honesty from literally everyone. I say everyone, going from your colleagues, your friends, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your fiance, your husband, your wife, your kids, your mom, your dad, everyone, your brothers, your sisters. You deserve to be treated with respect and honesty. You deserve that. And you should not lower that standard for no reasons. Trust me. So by being aware of the gaslighting tactics and by starting to implement these strategies, you will be able to protect yourself from falling prey to manipulation. And that's going to save you a lot of headaches, heartbreaks, turmoil, confusion, and so on. So that's it for today, guys. I'm not gonna keep you here any further. So if there's anything that you will take out of this, let it be that you need to learn to trust yourself, trust your instinct, and you know what? Have standards and live by those standards. That's it. Again, my name is Stefan Dadjo. I'm the author of the book Live Your Best Life Every Day. You may find it available on Amazon. Grab a copy and feel free to share it with whoever you think can find that useful. Also, this episode, of course, is something that you may feel free to share with anyone you think needs to listen to this. I know we are so many out here dealing with people who tend to want to gaslight us or manipulate us. And of course, it's quite useful to have information or some strategies or some tips on how to not fall prey to that on a daily basis. That can really cause us to lose our sanity. And we don't want that now, do we? The goal here is to live our best lives. So let's get into that motion, all right? So I wish you all a great day or a great night, depending on where you are at on this beautiful globe, all right? Cheers.